Well, we're moving into the holiday season, and that means our annual visit with resident Christmas tree expert, Dr. Bert Craig, who is a professor in Michigan State University's Department of Horticulture and Department of Forestry. He also has an appointment with our good friends at MSU Ag Bio and MSU Extension. You know, Bert, given the weather we've been having in November, many are just getting around to even thinking about colder weather and Christmas.
Yeah, it's been slow to come around, but you know it'll get here eventually,
and that's for sure.
and it certainly has some impacts for our producers. One of the things that happens is we actually like having some colder weather earlier. It helps the trees in terms of needle set, and also for the growers as they're storing their trees. They actually start harvest as early as late October. So they've already been cutting trees for a while. Michigan Christmas trees go throughout the Midwest, even down into Texas and Florida. Cool. So in order to just for the logistics of it, you know, they start harvesting a pretty good ways out. And so that can be an issue. It's really kind of a dual-edged sword, if you will. With the warmer weather, it makes the harvesting and things easier. They're not mucking around in the snow and the mud and everything else. But as I mentioned, it does potentially have some impacts on the needle retention. But the growers are aware of this, and so what they do is they'll typically harvest things first, like Fraser fir and Scotch pines, things that they know are going to hang on to their needles, and then they kind of work their way down to maybe white spruce or some things that may have some needle retention issues. And so I think people should have a good experience no matter where they get their tree.
There was some concern, and we actually talked to a couple of local growers here, but that was real dry there, I believe, in June. And there was some concern. Normally, the dry weather doesn't have a too, but it was getting so dry that not only field crops, but Christmas trees were beginning to be impacted.
Yeah, it was. It was that combination of dry weather and also very warm. Usually, the biggest impact on that is for the new transplants. So they're planting their new trees in the spring, little seedlings that they'll transplant. And those are pretty susceptible to dry weather, and of course, right after you plant them, they haven't had their roots established and all of that. The rains came just in time for a lot of things this year, and that includes our Christmas trees. I'm not aware of people losing, you know, established trees. Probably some, you know, transplants that they'll have to come back in, and they can usually go back in and replant. You know, if they lose some trees here and there, they'll go back and replant, and then those trees, you know, will more or less catch up by the time they're ready for harvest. You know.
So the good news is that going into this Christmas tree season, people are still going to have a lot of good, sturdy trees to choose from. Let's remind our listeners out there, what are some tips when they go out and cut those trees and bring them home?
Yeah, the message we're really working on right now through the various associations and so on is really a three-step idea, and it's this notion of fresh tree, fresh cut, fresh water. And so the idea there is making sure you get as fresh a tree as possible. Michigan's got a great number of choose and cut farms, so obviously if you're cutting the tree yourself, you
can't get much fresher.
You can't get any fresher. The only tree is fresher still out in the field, right? And so that's a great way to get a fresh tree. But also if you go to a tree lot, a retail lot, just making sure that you're looking at the tree. I do the pull test. You grab one of the shoots, pull with your thumb and your forefinger, not real hard, but a good tug along the branches, and those needles should stay on. If you're getting needles coming off already, you know, keep looking at another tree. But so fresh tree, get as fresh a tree as you can, fresh cut. And so what we're talking about there is when you bring a tree home, if it's been, you know, more than 2 or 3 days since that tree's been cut, say you do a choose and cut, and maybe it's, you know, was snowing or raining or whatever, and you want to set it in the garage for a few days before you set it up in the house, make sure that you cut off about an inch off the bottom of that trunk. And certainly if you're getting a tree from a lot, you definitely want to do this. And what happens is when you cut the tree, there's resins in that wood, and so that will tend to kind of occlude or plug up those xylem pores. The tree's basically like a big straw, right? And so what you want to do is make sure that the tree can take up water from the stand. So that fresh cut is important, an inch or so off the bottom.
Should you even do that with a tree that you've just taken, cut from a ladder? Is that not, or from a tree farm?
If it's a choose and cut and you're going from the tree farm to the house and getting the tree up, you should be fine. But if it's around for a couple, 3 days or so before you get it up, it wouldn't hurt to take that little bit off the bottom there. And so fresh tree, fresh cut, and then the last thing is fresh water.
Fresh water.
And making sure that you've got a stand that's big enough. We always say a quarter water per inch of diameter of that trunk. Most trees are about 3 to 4 inches in diameter at that that butt end or that bottom end. And so a stand should hold maybe 3 quarts to a gallon, which is pretty good size stand. But you want to make sure you got a big enough stand for the tree you're getting. And then keep fresh water in that. Don't let it dry out. And fresh trees especially will take up a surprising amount of water. And when I bring my tree in, I make sure that I check it every day, especially that first week or so. They will really, it's like, you know, that giant sucking
like the
sound.
Straw you're
you can, you can hear them practically taking that water up, and that's good. And in fact, the more water it's taking up, that usually is a good indication that's a really fresh tree, and that's what you want. So keep that water to the tree. There's no need to add aspirin or 7-Up. You hear all these different sort of
all kinds
home
of
remedies
theories
out there. You know, really, the
I hadn't heard aspirin before.
there's several things, and they're on the internet and all of that. But really, the most important thing is just making sure you're keeping plenty of fresh water to that tree. Don't let it dry out. Making sure that give the finger test. You know, make sure you get down under there and check that periodically. I've rigged up a little thing at home. I've got a regular watering plant watering can there, and I just hooked a little piece of garden hose to it and stick that down in there.
Kind of have a siphon kind
of
thing.
Yeah, just fill it up every day.
Yeah. Now, in terms of what people are choosing, I know there have been a lot of new varieties that have been over the last decade or so, but are the trends changing at all in Christmas tree purchases and what people are buying?
It's kind of leveling out in some respects. We saw a big change here in the Midwest and in Michigan over the last 20 years. Scotch pine used to be sort of the
right,
king
Scotch
and really
was.
What got our industry going here in Michigan in terms of Christmas trees. That has gradually sort of fallen off. But it's stabilized now. There's still a lot of tradition. Some people grew up with the Scotch pine, and that's what they want. But Fraser fir has kind of taken over a lot of that role. But that's kind of Michigan's claim to fame. We grow more types of trees than other parts of the country. If you're up in the Northwest, they're growing primarily noble fir. Down in North Carolina, they grow almost exclusively Fraser fir, whereas we're growing Fraser fir, Scotch pine, blue spruce, white spruce. We're seeing a little uptick in Black Hill spruce, which is actually a variety of white spruce. It's a very nice tree. It naturally has kind of a compact form. And so without really a lot of effort or shearing on the part of the growers, it makes a very nice-looking Christmas tree and has a good needle retention, nice color, kind of a grayish green, really nice-looking tree.
If you wanted something a little bit exotic like a Black Hill spruce, it's probably good to call ahead then because probably not all farms have those.
True. And the Michigan Christmas Tree Association has a very nice website. Just Google Michigan Christmas Tree Association. And they have a very nice website, and it actually has a map of the state that has all the choose and cut farms. You can just click on the little Christmas tree near your hometown, and it will give you the list of growers that are near you. And exactly. So a lot of them will list right on there their types that they grow, but certainly doesn't hurt to call and double check if you're looking for something a little bit out of the ordinary.
We're talking Christmas trees with Dr. Bert Craig, who's a Christmas tree expert from Michigan State University. Well, we talked about all the things, Bert, that you do. You get the tree into your home, how you take care of it. What about when you're disposing of the tree? What should our listeners know?
Well, the big thing is to make sure the trees don't end up in a landfill. And so many communities now have recycling programs. East Lansing, I know locally, and other communities around the country, around the state, have even pickup locations. Also, a lot of places have drop-off where you can take your tree to a central location, off in a park or something like that, and then the community will come back later. Those trees are usually ground up, used for mulch in the parks and whatever. So that's the main thing, is making sure that these things get recycled somehow. Some people leave them around their property. They make good bird habitat. If you've got an acreage, you can do that. Yep. And so lots of options there. But whatever you do, just make sure it doesn't end up in the landfill.
Well, let's hope there's a real good season for Christmas trees this year. Natural Christmas trees,
yep,
right?
I think there will be.
I've been talking with Dr. Bert Craig. He's a professor in Michigan State University's Department of Horticulture and Department of Forestry.